With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Latest polling finds American voters largely believe the U.S. has the upper hand in the standoff with Iran. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
A Harvard Caps Harris poll finds 74% of voters say the United States is winning its conflict with Iran. The survey shows majority support for U.S. airstrikes, with 52% backing the attacks and 54% calling them justified. 57% approve of the naval blockade on ships bound for Iran. Voters also want tough conditions for talks, including ending support for terror groups and halting executions of protesters. Ken Lorman reporting.
Maine Governor Janet Mills dropping out of the U.S. Senate race, leaving Democrats with candidate Graham Plattner as their presumptive nominee against Republican incumbent Susan Collins. Meanwhile, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says he's very troubled by what he sees Democrats are doing and where they're headed.
The ease with which Bernie Sanders' anti-Israel socialism, which easily slides into anti-Semitism, is taking over the Democratic Party is greatly alarming.
And Continetti says the Democrats seem to be welcoming anti-Semitism.
Look at the candidacy of Zohran Mamdani, now mayor of New York City. You look at the fact that you had 44 Democratic senators vote against sending bombs and bulldozers to Israel at Bernie Sanders' behest just the other week. Now you see Graham Plattner winning the Democratic nomination before a single vote is cast.
Continetti is director of domestic policy studies, American Enterprise Institute, and made his comments this week on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Well, the world is divided between Catholics and Protestants. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has been mapping the two belief systems, and it concludes that Catholicism is strongest in Latin America, while Africa is largely Protestant. Europe is divided about evenly, with more Catholics in the East and more Protestants in the West. Asian nations tend to skew more Catholic, while the Protestants are the majority in the U.S. and in Canada. Overall, more people are quitting the Catholic Church and joining Protestant ones. Michael Harrington reporting.
Latin American voters see a role for religion in government. There are several presidential elections in Central and South America this year. And a new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that in each of those nations, about two-thirds of voters say they want a president who will defend their religious beliefs. This is SRN News. No word if any of the surviving actors will be thinking of this, but it probably very positive when they will. A real, honest to gosh now, WKRP radio station is actually in Cincinnati right now.
WKRP in Cincinnati lives on.
Cincinnati WKRP.
Long after the CBS TV show of the same name went off the air, a radio station just went live there, co-owner Jeff Zeisman.
Arguably, they're the most famous set of call letters you could possibly have and be on the air in Cincinnati.
The owners obtained the call letters by making a donation to a North Carolina nonprofit whose low-power radio station had them since 2014. WKRP's format, Adult Hits. I'm Julie Walker.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
More details at srnnews.com.